Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Magnificent Friday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear. Welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. Man, it's so wonderful to be back on air. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Alexis Nicole. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get her new hit single, All Night. It is available for free download at her official website at alexisnicole.com. But as we transcend and move to the smoother side of spiritual soul, Lord have mercy, gifted trumpeter. Yes, I did say it. I did get it correct. Incredible, captivating, a teacher also. Sarita Thompson, new hit EP that is burning up Billboard charts. Winner. So on behalf of the zone, of course, and of course myself, the Teddy Bear, it's my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the incredible Sarita Thompson. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. First and foremost, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and congratulations on a wonderful new album.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very thankful. Very thankful.
My pleasure. You know, one of the things I want to ask you, not kind of deviate from the music a little bit. Growing up in era for me, you know, we're both 21, so I can say that.
Right.
we're both 21. Both of us growing up in era where music was important in school, where kids could go to school, they had music education. And now we see in the large majority in the inner cities that music education has been stripped away from the schools. And I wanted to ask you, not only by you being an artist, but also being a teacher, how does that affect you to your core, where you see so many talented young people that live in urban communities, in the inner cities, they don't have an opportunity to take up music education in school?
Well, you know, it's so funny that you asked me that, and I say thank you for even asking me that question, because I was one of those kids living in urban city. Most people call it Chirac right now, but I grew up in urban. I grew up in urban city, Chicago, Illinois, and music was my outlet. You know,
right.
Music was my outlet. So, you know, my mom, you know, kept me in some form of band and music to keep me consistent, you know, to keep me out of trouble and to keep me focused, and it paid off. And, you know, one thing that I really love about music is that it gives you a form of discipline in many other areas, because it takes a lot of discipline to sit and practice. It takes a lot of discipline. It gives you so many skills, because you have to work with people. You have to listen. You have to work with other people in your section. So there's a lot of different skills that it gives you. And so many programs have been cut, you know, in arts education. And, you know, that's why as an artist, I want to use my platform to encourage, you know, youngsters, you know, from middle school all the way to college, to let them know that, you know, you could be a successful artist. You could be a successful musician, and to let them know that there is a way, and you can be extremely successful, and you can make a good living out of it. And it's so
Absolutely.
Important to keep the arts in schools, so that way it can aid and assist in bringing on some crime, bringing down the crime, because kids will have something to do after school.
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, they can be in a marching band or the after school chorus. And then, you know, I supported myself through college. You know, I was played the piano at the Hilton, on a Friday night. And I made $100 a week. And that's good money for a college student. So
absolutely.
I'm a big supporter of the arts. I'm an arts advocate. I support it 100%. And my goal is just to inspire the next generation through music.
Absolutely. Well, you have done a phenomenal job. You know, growing up for myself, growing up in South Central Los Angeles, at a time where music was imperative to us as a people, where we gravitated to music because it had the capacity to spiritually awaken us, that we could, something that we could relate to, that we found relatable to. And listening to your EP, I get the same vibe from that your music is very spiritually uplifting, and it also has the aura where people can relate to you as an artist, getting an opportunity to know who you are better. How important is it to you as an artist that people have an opportunity to know who you are and what you represent, not only for yourself, but also what your music stands for?
Well, it's very important to me because I was an artist. My whole life has been non-traditional. You know,
right.
I was classically, I'm just going to be really honest. I was classically trained. And I studied jazz formally, but I grew up in the Mary J. Blige, Hezekiah Walker, Fred Hammond era.
Okay.
So as a trumpet player, I never knew how could I relate the music that I grew up in, I grew up listening to on the radio, how could I relate that to the music that I studied? And there's no relationship. So in my artistry, I wanted to kind of bridge the gap of being a trumpet player that, you know, I like R&B, I like gospel, I grew up on it, but I also like classical music. I also, you know, have an appreciation for jazz. So I wanted to combine all three to four elements into one, which sometimes can be a really hard task. If you know anything about music, Louis Armstrong, he played and he sung. You know, so my goal was to combine music of my generation and add the technical aspect of it as well. And something that people can listen to. You know, everyone, we all want to know that we can win and that we're victorious and that today is going to be a better day because, you know, everybody's kind of sad now and, you know, we got so many things on our plate, you know, bills are coming in. So we all need to be uplifted.
This is true. The title of the EP, Winner, what does Winner stand for Sarita Thompson?
Winner stands exactly for what the title is. It is a sentiment of my story. A young girl growing up in the inner city of Chicago, single parent home. My father's deceased. My mom kept me in private lessons. And, you know, I'm a winner because I overcame the odds. You know, I was told that I would be a teenage mother and things of that nature, but guess what? I still won, and that became a teenage mother and was able to pursue my career. So my goal and my message to everybody that you can win, you can make it, no matter what the obstacles are, no matter how you feel, and you can, no matter how you feel, and you can accomplish your dreams. It may take you a little bit longer to get there, but you can accomplish your dreams.
Absolutely. I've always said hard work and perseverance always pays off. You know, every artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with, they said, you know what, we don't like labels. We do not like to be labeled and put into a box. So what I'd like to ask you, how would you describe your music? For someone for the very first time had an opportunity to listen to you perform, how would Sarita Thompson describe her music?
Inspiring. Inspiring.
It's very
my music
few.
It's inspiring.
It's inspiring. And on what level is it? What level do you feel is inspiring? On what level?
It's inspiring because, number one, the construction of the music is inspiring. The words that you hear, the groove that you hear, you feel like, wow, you know, this today is going to be a really good day, you know. there are no sad songs on there. The even the from a musical technical perspective, there's no sad chords on there to make you feel doom and gloom. Now, in terms of genre, you know, most people would, I guess, if I was to be asked how, what genre could I be placed in? I can be placed in multiple genres. I can be placed in gospel. I could be placed in jazz. I could be placed in contemporary jazz. I could be placed in soul music, because my heart, my music is to reach the soul.
Absolutely. You know what's interesting, how far we've come or how far we've progressed? I remember there was a time that if a quote-unquote gospel artist even remotely thought about playing some kind of secular music, it was frowned upon. And now it has become accepted because they find it's a way, it's a vehicle to bring younger listeners into the church. I've always said, if as long as you get them in the church and they're showing that kind of reverence to God, it all works out in the end. How has God played a part in your life, not just from a musical standpoint, but also from a personal standpoint?
Well, he's the Mr. Teddy Bear. He is the fundamental and the foundation of who I am. Just from, you know, I pray, you know, and I ask for wisdom. I ask for direction. Just on my personal life, I ask for his protection, I ask for his guidance. Importantly, I always ask him for wisdom. So, you know, he leads me, he guides me, you know, through all of my tests and trials. And without him, I'm nothing. You know, I don't have anything without him. He connects me with the right people, puts me on the right path. Even when I make mistakes, he still turns around and say, you know, Sarita, I got you. Or, oh, you about to make a mistake. That's not the right way to go. You know, he still, even on my lowest days, I can, you know, pick up my Bible and maybe read a scripture, you know, and I'll feel better. So that's how he's definitely the foundation of who I am. And he,
absolutely.
Without him, I wouldn't have a solid foundation.
Well, it definitely resonates through the entire EP. Church Melody. Love it. I mean, love it, love it, love it, love it. I said, you know what? I've listened to it. I say, what, going on maybe 7 or 8 times I've listened to the track. It's incredible. And one of the things I truly love about the EP is that it's raw. You can feel the sincerity through the music, and it's incredible. I've had an opportunity, thanks to my program director, to see maybe 3 or 4 of your live performances via YouTube.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. Besides being a very captivating woman, you are extremely at one with yourself when you're performing. It's almost as if that you're out there by yourself. It's like you're in a zone. You are on another spiritual level that I don't know if anybody could really truly relate to unless you're an artist. What kind of peace of mind does it bring you when you are performing live? What are you connecting with spiritually when you are performing in front of people?
Well, you actually have me in tears right now. when I'm on stage performing, my whole concentration is making sure that I help meet the need of the people that are listening to me. So I'm not even thinking about myself. I'm thinking about how can I inspire someone? How can I be a walking example to someone that's sitting in the audience watching me? Am I perfect? Absolutely not. My trumpet is just an extension of me. It's a way that I express myself. It's my outlet. Music is my outlet. Music is my passion. I love music. I love music. I love notes. I love playing it. I love my trumpet. I love it. It's my expression. And if anybody knows anything about the trumpet was always used in the Bible to either send fear, send a victorious sound, but it's also a soothing instrument. You know, it has its ways of being soothing. So when I'm in front of people, no matter if I'm in a stadium or in a master class or even in a church service, I'm thinking about my audience. I'm thinking about how what I can do. How can my voice and my trumpet inspire someone?
You know, it's funny that you say that. I remember thinking back. My mother used to tell me, she said, when you hear that trumpet blow like that, that means Gabriel is coming. I said, Gabriel?
Yes.
Who is he? I said, Gabriel? She said, yeah. She said, look, pick up your Bible, read. And I said, okay, I have a clear understanding. So you have definitely bought a very special ambiance to us from a musical standpoint. I love your positive vibe. So without further ado,
thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Let's get tuned in and turned on to some positive love from the incredible Sarita Thompson from her new EP, Church Melody, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Power, Lord.
Power,
Lord.
We need your
Jersey, Church Melody from the new EP, winner from the incredible Sarita Thompson here in the zone of LOTO Radio. All of us look for some form of acceptance, especially from our peers. What is it meant for you to just kind of sit back and look over the landscape and seeing so much love and the positive feedback that you have been given and you have been that you have been receiving the courtesy of the new EP? Has it somewhat got overwhelming a little bit?
Well, you know, it is, it's been extremely overwhelming, all of the support. And when the record first hit Billboard, and I made, now because I'm in multiple categories on Billboard,
right,
top jazz and gospel, it was something that I could have never imagined. You know, being a, you know, hometown girl from Chicago with a trumpet, there are not that many of us, you know, I'm probably maybe five that you can almost count on, just to see, you know, Hezekiah Walker reached out to me, some friends, some other people in the industry reached out to me and just to congratulate me. So it's been extremely overwhelming, but I'm very thankful. I'm very grateful and I'm thankful to even from my peers and people that I've been a part of to have their blessings and have their support. It means the world to me.
You know, great artists like yourself, when they first initiate as far as the production, working on a new project, it's their baby. You know, it's something they put 250% in, but there's a major difference between working on something in a studio, but making it sound completely different in live performances. And what I've noticed is that, to me, just sitting back from afar, it is imperative to you as an artist that you take it to another level in your live performances.
Absolutely.
What is the kind of, does it bring you some kind of, or provide a therapy for you, when you know you have the capability on taking people on that kind of next level spirituality, just bringing that kind of joyfulness in their lives? Like you said earlier, no matter what we're going through, you have the capability of putting someone in a place where they feel a lot better than they did when they first arrived to see you perform.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I practice 2 hours a day. I practice right now 2 hours a day, and I work out in the gym 5 days a week just to prepare and have my stamina up. And I've been doing this I've been practicing like this for years. So, you know, there's a whole lot of behind the scenes that
right.
Most don't know. You know, like I work out literally, even if I'm getting ready to catch a flight, I'm at 5 a.m. and I'm in the gym and I work out. So when I'm in front of an audience, and what you hear on CD, you're actually hearing what I do live. So, and it took quite a bit of time to really get the floor plan right. So, because when you're in production, you have to captivate who the artist really is, and only the art, and then you have to have the right producers to help captivate who the audience is. So I didn't miss a studio session. You know, we went back and forth, 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 back and forth. And I actually got, you know, he was really interesting, Mr. Teddy Brown. I actually got individuals that were younger than me and that did not listen to a lot of, they listened to only classical music and gospel music. So I went and got a whole different thought level, somebody that can continue to stretch my borders. And then with my musical ears and their musical ears, we just kind of came together. And we were very detailed in this entire process. All of us were very detailed down to the quicksand in terms of production. And I was very thankful to have a very strong team to really work with me.
You know what? It's refreshing to hear you say that, because a lot of times as artists, we get comfortable with working with a particular producer. I've always used the analogy like Linus's blanket. We get comfy, cozy. We know what to expect. It's a great thing, but at the same time, it's always good to do something new, because you find people that have a different outlook on life, and they're able to bring something out of you that you didn't even realize that you had. Is it a good thing for you to continually find yourself where you need to challenge yourself to be better, to be a better artist, to be a better person with your instrument?
Oh, you can never be a great artist. You can, because when, as an artist, you, and I want to make sure I clarify what I'm saying. As an artist, you're constantly perfecting your craft.
Absolutely.
He who is the student is also the teacher. He who is the teacher is also the student. So artists think differently than the fan base. Your fan base, they're looking at you, oh, this is wonderful. The artist, actually, we're very hard on ourselves. We're very, very critical on ourselves. And, you know, we want the best. You know, I want to work with people that can help advance me in any level, whether it's a word of encouragement, whether it's a slap on the wrist saying, oh, that doesn't sound right, maybe you should try this, or somebody that can challenge me musically and bring the best out of me.
Lord have mercy. So it is written, so it shall be done. And remember, family, the new EP is available as we speak on iTunes, Amazon, and also on Spotify. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website. It's at www.trumpetlady.com. Now, I may ask you, but I got to ask before we get into the title track, of course, Winner. If Sarita Thompson of today can go back 6 years ago when she was around, what, maybe 17 years old, what would the Sarita Thompson of today tell the Sarita Thompson back then? What would you say to her?
I would tell her to go back and finish her doctorate degree.
Okay.
And go back. And if I could tell her, and haste makes waste.
Haste makes waste. Lord have mercy. Let's get into it. No more waste. Let's get into some haste with the title track from the new EP, of course, the incredible Sarita Thompson with Winner, here in the zone of LODO Radio.
You can't give up now. Gotta keep the faith and trust and believe. Gonna make a way for you, I know. Cause you're a winner too. Gotta keep pressing on. Don't throw in the towel. When times get rough, you can't give up now. Gotta keep the faith and trust and believe. Gonna make a way for you, I know.
Yeah.
new EP from the incredible Sarita Thompson, of course, Winner, available on iTunes, Spotify. But those who are feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always pick it up at Amazon.com. And also be sure to support this incredible artist. You can catch up with her on Twitter at Twitter.com/The Trumpet Lady. The same thing for Facebook and also for Instagram. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website at www.TrumpetLady.com. My queen, it has been an honor for me to have you on the show. This is definitely your second home. Whatever you need, please don't hesitate.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, the pleasure was truly. I must ask, because I know the listeners are going to get on me. When are you going to come to Houston and perform? We would love for you to come down there and perform for us in the studio.
Really, I would love, you know, I would love to come to Houston to perform. I haven't been in the Houston area. I've been in San Antonio, which I believe is about 2 hours away from you guys. So I'm definitely going to put that on my 2017 calendar.
Well, I know we both in the gym. We doing our thing. But just promise me, be open-minded to some barbecue. I can't have you come down here.
Absolutely. But and some brisket.
There you go.
And some brisket. Can't come to Texas without having barbecue and brisket.
So it is written, so it shall be done. Much continued success, my queen, and have a blessed afternoon, okay?
Thank you, you too, and thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. The incredible, Lord have mercy, Sarita Thompson, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, be sure to purchase the new EP, Winner. It is available again, iTunes, Google Play, also Spotify and Amazon.com. My goodness, man, feeling good, feeling extra chocolatey. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord.
guess you missed the bus. Tried to make me think less of me. Tried to make me give up. I bet you thought it would be easy. Probably thought it would be fun. But look at you, you're all washed up. So think you thought I'd be the one. Too bad for you. Look at what you're going through. I never wished anything on you. For silly and I complicated you. Life is too good for me. I'm fulfilling all my dreams. Too bad for you.
Mad for you.
I'm so damn happy. Mm-hmm. You could have had my back, but you weren't feeling none of that. Still working on the chitlin' circuit. Is the money really worth it? I bet you do it again without even thinking. Some people never change. Once a crook, always the same. Too bad for you. Look at what you're going through. I never wished anything on you. What's silly and complicated you. Life is too good for me. I'm fulfilling no.
Bridge was falling down, and an earthquake opened up the ground, girl. I'ma take my chances and put it all on the line just for you.
Sitting by the radio. I'll always be in this life anyone could tell. Oh, baby, any fool could see. I know you all too well. You don't have to
the thought of losing you.